Hi guys, welcome back to the Strong with Julie podcast. Today I have a very special guest, someone that I've been stalking on Instagram for quite a while now after she popped up on my For You page. It is Carla. Carla went through an 88-pound weight loss journey, and we're going to hear all about it today, but let her introduce herself right now, real quick.
So, hi, my name's Carla. I'm 24. I'm from Melbourne, Australia, and I lost 88 pounds. So, I went from being 131 pounds to 143 pounds.
Wow. Pounds? 100 or 231 pounds.
231 pounds. Sorry. I try,
Okay.
I get so confused because we use kilos
Kilos.
in Australia. So, I'm
It's
trying.
No, you're good. I was like, oh wait, hold on. Math is not mathing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great. Cool. Well, my goal for this podcast is that my listeners and your followers can just join in and hear your journey because, like I was telling you off air, I really want to showcase other people's journey on my podcast because I know not everyone can relate to what I went through. And then if they can really resonate with you and your journey, it's cool to just follow along and you post so many good tips. I was going through like your Q&A box, like you're on it. So yeah, that's why I wanted to have you on, and I'm super excited to start talking. But I kind of wanted to just rewind and go to childhood, Carla, and just bring our followers and our listeners up until where you are today and bring them through that journey with you. So if we could start there and work our way up.
Yeah. So from day one, like when I was a child, I was quite like, I wouldn't say I was overweight, but probably like a little bit pudgy. I was actually quite a fussy eater, so I didn't really like many things. It wasn't until I turned into a teenager I started to pack on the weight. And then like I noticed at around like 16, f no, around 15, 16 years old, I was like, oh, like I'm actually like little bit overweight. I ended up going through like a weight loss transformation that I don't really talk about that much because it already makes my it already makes my story way more confusing than it already is.
This
It
is a
just
good
makes it way
platform
too
to
long.
get into it, yeah.
Exactly. So now I can go on about it. So when I was like 16 years old, I lost actually 55 pounds.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't say that I did it in the most healthy manner because I didn't really know what I was doing. I didn't really know what a calorie deficit was. All I knew was you eat less, you lose weight. And then that's pretty much what happened. And I wasn't really happy and I didn't do it like loving myself, you know, very not like in the right headspace.
Yeah.
And when you do it in that way, you don't keep it off. So I ended up putting on the weight times two, like later on, like later down the track. But
Yeah.
yeah.
So growing up, were you playing sports? Were your parents feeding you healthy foods? What did that look like?
So I was playing a lot of sport. I was playing netball and I was like a very active kid actually. I joined every single sport that I saw.
What's
Netball, it's like basketball, but you can't dribble the ball.
Oh,
So
that's
you
kind
can't
of
move around. And you all have like positions. It's like very popular in Australia. Like everyone plays it.
I'm
Like
gonna look
every
that
young
up.
girl plays it.
Yeah.
It's not that exciting, but I love it. I'm thinking about literally joining it again. Now, as an adult, I think it would be very fun.
Yeah, they have clubs for that. My boyfriend Brett, he's like, I don't want to say a washed up athlete, but he graduated.
Oh.
He graduated, so he doesn't play sports anymore, but he does a league on Thursdays for basketball. And I'm like, wait, hold on. I'm kind of jealous because you miss that competitiveness.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love it. I feed off it. So
Yeah.
I need to get back into it. Plus, it gets you active and moving, and any activity is great activity, I think, in my opinion. Like it's good.
Definitely. So it sounds like you were moving around, you're staying active. So what did your relationship with food look like back then?
I had like I just remembered like I had a lot of food around me growing up. But as I said, I was quite fussy up until I turned into a teenager. My mom didn't really like let me have like McDonald's as a kid and stuff like that. So maybe I was like a little bit restricted in that manner that led me to, you know, really overdoing it as a teenager slash adult.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What is the age that you could drive in Australia? Is it 16?
You can drive at 16, but you can't drive alone. So you have to have like someone that's fully licensed in the car.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna say if she was restricting, the McDonald's, the fast food, the second you have
Yeah.
that little bit of freedom, you're like, I'm taking this car to McDonald's.
Well, I used to go like after school to like I used to go to the shops and then just go get like a bunch of food and then hide it like under my bed. And I would always go to McDonald's and stuff like when I was, 15, 16. Like
Yeah.
when I figured that out. When I started my own job, like my first job, and
Oh,
like
yeah.
was getting my own money and yeah, spent it on lots of food.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So then when you had that realization where at the young age you're like, okay, I want to change the way that I look, what the first time around, what did that look like? Were you just restricting all day? And then how many months was it? Like a little bit of that.
It's all a little bit of a blur because it's sort of like really shut that out.
Yeah.
But I guess we need to unpack that. So I was like really restricting myself from food. I wasn't allowing myself to eat that much. And I didn't know what a calorie deficit was. And I really like, that's the only way to lose weight. But in my head, like being so young, not doing that much research, I just thought that, I had to eat salads every day. I
Oh.
had to eat like the tiniest little plate of food. Like I had to have like one egg. Like it, like very restrictive. And I had to only eat clean as well. Like I couldn't have like anything, that I would normally eat now if I was to lose weight.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And did you do that completely on your own, or did you share that journey at the time? Do you
I
remember?
did that completely on my own, but I do have like one progress picture that I've left up that is at the very start of my like Instagram feed. I just left it there. But yeah, it just happened. I didn't really,
Have a timeline or like a game plan for it. It just happened, yeah.
Nah. Well, yeah, I was intentionally doing it, but yeah. Wasn't very happy. Like it felt like at the quote unquote end. It just wasn't good enough. It was like another 5 kilos. Like
There's never good enough. Yeah.
there was never an end goal, really.
That
Yeah.
makes sense. And then at what point did you feel, or did you ever feel like, okay, I'm confident at where I'm at now? Or it was kind of like you kept trying to dig deeper, and as you tried to dig deeper, your body was resisting it, and then you ended up gaining the weight back.
Yeah, never, like I was never satisfied then. Which is like really unfortunate because I looked really like good, but I did get like to the point where I was like way too skinny and that didn't look good. So yeah. And but like even
Feel
then when
good
I
either.
was like, sorry.
It didn't feel good either, probably. You're just
Yeah,
tired.
it did not feel good. Like bruises all over my legs and stuff. Like it wasn't good.
And during all of that, I find another thing, like for me, I had a similar journey as you, given the timeline, like just trying to lose weight at a young age, like 15 through 18. And it was really hard now looking back to like make friends and have relationships when you like hate yourself so much. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? It's like if
Yeah.
you have that much anger inside of you, it's really hard to like develop and blossom these relationships at a young
Yeah.
age. Did you find the same thing?
Exactly. Yeah, I did. And also, like, you don't want to go, like, I found with me, I didn't want to, like, go out with my friends to, like, go get food, or, like, I didn't want to be in any place that there would be food that I would go, like, crazy and just go eat a bunch of stuff because I was binge eating as well then.
Okay.
So, like I was just afraid to like, go out and start eating with everyone. And yeah, I was just very self-conscious about that.
So then you're just saying no to these like events that if you had a healthy
Yeah.
relationship with food, you would have put yourself into. Yeah. I think
Yeah.
a lot of people struggle with something similar. And with the binging, was it because you were restricting so much during the day, it was happening at night, or just when you had that one bite of something, you had to like finish all of it to like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Yeah.
to not have it the
Absolutely.
next day. Yeah. And then another question I was wondering is like, at that time, with people surrounding you, like, were you ever like bullied or had mean words, or was it more like that internal verbiage that was getting to your head?
Growing up in like an Asian like household, because like I'm half Filipino, I always grew up around people always commenting on my weight. Always. Ever since I was like really young girl. Like just I don't know why. It's just like very normal just to comment on someone's weight, like other older people. They just will comment on your weight. And I was just very conscious of my weight from a young age. So yeah. I mean, they weren't saying the worst things, but it was more like my cousins are like around the same age as well, like just making the worst fun of me, just being really mean, as kids are, which is rude. So just other than that though, at school no one really said anything, like it was no bullying at all, just really within like my own little,
Family
family
bubble. They're
circle.
too comfortable, yeah. And it's
Yeah,
like
exactly, yeah.
in the moment you can laugh it off and be like, oh, you're so annoying, but it's like those little comments stick with you in your head and like
Exactly, yeah.
yeah, no, I feel that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you were 15, 16, you lost all this weight, you're still going through it. Did you end up going to like university? What was the next steps after that?
Yep, so after high school, I was 17 years old, so I graduated at 17. Yep. And then I started going to uni, and yeah. Just started to pile on the weight. And as well, like when I was at 15 years old, I got diagnosed with a condition called ulcerative colitis. So it's an autoimmune disease. So I was dealing with that as well. Like, and every time I ate something like back then, it just made me feel sick as well. So that probably also contributed to why I wasn't, eating that much. This condition like followed me up until like now really. And yeah, when I was like in university, I was dealing with, the condition, and just made me, really stressed. Yeah.
What was it? What's the protocol in managing that? Is there certain foods that you can eat, can't eat? Is there a type of exercise you have to do? Is there medication?
Yeah, so lots of medications. So I probably started going on all those medications like during when I was in uni, and it was just like a lot of medications. I tried like every single medication, and sorry, I'm just trying to think back.
No, you're
And yeah. Oh,
a little while.
and also like with the food as well, like there's like every single food that I ate just wouldn't agree,
Didn't.
especially like fast food. Yeah, fast food never agreed, but even like a salad or something would not agree with me, so
You just felt like you were on the struggle bus. And during
yeah.
college, I don't know about in Australia, but here, like, college is notorious for drinking every single night, you know?
Oh.
Like Tuesday
Oh
through
my God.
Saturday. So did
You
that
just
play
brought me
a role
back.
in anything? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I dropped out of university after a year. But I still, I still partied before, like I mean during, after, and like I still like, I drank a lot. Like I was drinking like mate so many times a week, and I was going out. Oh, and also I was a massive smoker as well. Ever since I like finished high school, I was a massive smoker, and I also like ended up vaping as well. I
Yeah.
was the worst. I was the absolute worst person I knew, like with
Okay.
it. Like I was the most addicted person. Yeah.
Oh, well, the way they market it now, well, not anymore, but years back, it was just like all geared towards like college students. It's crazy. So, like, I feel like a lot of people got
Is
trapped. Yeah.
it legal in America or no?
It's legal now, but I believe you have to be 21 years old. But before it was like
Oh.
plus, and then the way the marketing was, it was like just not geared towards the purpose it originally had, which was
Yeah.
off of cigarettes, you know?
Yeah.
That's a
Yeah.
1% better getting off a cigarette and maybe going to that. I don't know. I don't know. There's not
Yeah.
that
It's a
much.
whole thing, yeah.
But I'm sure that doing that plus the drinking and then like binging, it's a little bit of like a recipe for a disaster for your body, for the autoimmune disease that you were going through, like all of that. So at what point, or did you hit a rock bottom to where you're like, I need to change this, or did it take like a few years?
So couple years of doing the same thing, drinking, smoking, partying, couple years of doing that. It wasn't until I was 20 years old and I was like in and out of hospital. So it was like probably the third time that I was in hospital in a span of a year for my condition, for my autoimmune condition.
It just
And I was, yeah, it just built up. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, this is just way too much on my body. And I just really needed a change. And I was like in hospital. For the last time, I was having like mental breakdown for like 4 days. And I was like, I'm so upset. Like, I need to take control of my life again. Like, I can't live like this. And I thought that maybe losing weight could be like, could open the door to me, you know, I don't know, having a healthier lifestyle. Like, I know that it's not going to fix everything, but it might help with my like ulcerative colitis because it was just so bad, and I wanted to do anything at that point because no medications were working on me. I tried everything, and I was on these medications that were actually making me bigger as well, and I just didn't want to be on those anymore. So,
Did the doctor, I mean, it's always fascinating to me. Like, does the doctor ever say, like, okay, if you lose a little weight, you start working out, eating better, it could help your condition? Or were they always just like throwing pills at you?
it was just like a band-aid solution, so it was like a bunch of
Crazy.
drugs all the time, like, and they weren't making me better, they were making me worse, I felt like. Yeah, exactly.
They just want money. Oh, I just, I like, this is probably not the healthiest mindset when it comes to medicine, but like, I won't even take an Advil or a Tylenol anymore.
No,
I'm
I'm
like,
the exact same. I'm the exact same. Even though nursing student, I'll tell people to, you know, take their medications regularly if they like, if they genuinely need them. But for me, like, I rather not put that in me. Absolutely not.
My boyfriend and I always say sickness is a mindset. Sickness is a mindset.
Yeah, no, exactly. Same with me, my partner. We say that exactly. Yeah,
With
I
you.
don't, I will not take medications unless I absolutely have to, like, unless I absolutely need it. Otherwise, I'll go for something natural, like, always. Yeah.
So then you're in the hospital. This is your third time there in a year, and you have that kind of aha moment. When you get home, like, what are your first steps in doing it? Because this time around was the healthier way that you did it, right?
So I had my mental breakdown and I was like texting one of my friends that was dealing with the same condition. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Oh,
And
that's
then
had someone.
yeah, I had a friend that was my age and she had the condition and she was struggling, so it was nice to sort of like, you know, bounce back and forth with her. And then after I got out of hospital, I remember I couldn't sleep because of some of the medications that I took, and I would just be researching about weight loss, and that's when I learned about a calorie deficit. It was in my like I got in like one of those like really, I don't know, you're just so awake. But you're just so like turned on, like
Oh,
in the
I know what
head.
you're talking about. It's kind of like when you go into a rabbit hole on TikTok about like dogs.
Yeah.
Happened to me
That was
last
me.
night about weight loss. Do you remember the
Yes.
first people? Like for me, I remember freshman year in college, I was on YouTube looking up like workouts for women, and Whitney Simmons was the first person or woman I stumbled on that was doing a workout like in the men's weight section, and that got me in.
Oh,
So do you
wow.
remember like who those first people were that kind of taught you, or was it just like articles and, you know, things like that?
I was like watching people's weight loss transformation, like watching their weight loss transformational stories on YouTube, but I don't really remember anyone. But then I remember like searching through web pages, like literally researching like what I can to learn like everything that I could. And that's what I would like recommend anyone to do is
Do their own research.
to educate yourself a little bit on what, you know, it is that actually makes you lose weight and
Do
stuff
you
like
have
that.
a coach at any point, or you did this all on your own?
Yeah, all on my own. It would be good. I would like to get a coach one day, depending on like what my goals are, but yeah, that would be good.
I think you need to shop for your coach because you want a
Yeah,
coach
exactly.
will still give you that educational piece, because I've had quite a few coaches in my lifetime now where like some will just like give you the program and then just like, kind of like ghost you until your check-in. But to be able to like give you your program and like ask questions and be like, okay, why did you put my
Yeah.
leg days 3 days apart? Oh, because of recovery, and recovery promotes glute growth, like educating as you go along it.
Yeah.
But sounds like you just like dove in headfirst, which probably led you to wanting to be a nurse, which we'll get to.
Yeah,
Like all the research
maybe.
aspects of it. But yeah,
Yeah.
I want to know more about like you started your fitness journey, you had that epiphany. Like the next day, did you go to the grocery store? Did you calculate your numbers? Like
Yeah.
how hard was it getting into it?
So it was a couple days of me like doing a lot of research, and then I think it was like 3 days or something, and then I was like, right, okay, we're doing it. So
Up. Yeah.
during those like late night periods, I would be making my my weekly schedule, what I was gonna eat, downloading all the apps. I was really like just setting myself up. It didn't take that long. It just took a couple days, and then I just dove head first into
Yeah.
everything.
And for so did you focus on nutrition first, or did you
Yeah.
also workouts?
I wouldn't recommend like people just to go like straight into it. Like I would recommend people to go like sort of ease into it, but I guess it worked for me because I'm sort of like an all-in type of person, and I'm sort of tunnel vision person.
Yeah.
But yeah, I focused on nutrition and working out, and I wouldn't say like I learned a lot. Like I tried to learn as much as I could before,
And
doing
then
it, but yeah, you learn the most like as you're going. Yeah.
that makes sense. I think what I see, and from clients that I've had in the past, and just people that I've talked to, is if you have that rock bottom moment, that mental breakdown that you had,
Yeah.
and you're kind of just, you need this whole project, it's almost okay to just, give me the workouts, give me the nutrition, give me the grocery store.
Yep,
But
yep.
those people that are kind of coasting and they're like fine with where they're at, but they like kind of want to look better, but this, that, and then they don't finish. I feel like in those cases, oddly enough, it's more like, okay, that should be slowly stacked on, whereas hitting the rock bottom, it's like
Yeah.
a whole life revamp. But I could see where it does depend on your personality type too, which way.
Yeah.
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 Is when a client came on board, I would have them take the Enneagram test. Have you ever heard of that?
No, what's that?
You should do this after. It gives you a number and it's supposed to describe your personality. So like when I first took it, I was a one wing three, and then I took it again and I was a three wing one. And it's like, and then you could read all about your numbers. It takes a
Oh,
little,
that's
yeah, it
cool.
takes a
Yeah.
while to do it. I think it takes like 10 minutes, but it really shows you a lot, like things that you may struggle in that you can work on, things that you're really good in and you should like really hone in on. But yeah,
Yeah.
cool. Okay, so that was at age 20. How old are you right now?
I have to think about that. I'm 24.
24. Okay, I'm 23. So cool. So you've been basically on this journey for 4 years. I always say a fitness journey never really ends. It's a lifetime thing.
Yeah.
But along the way, were there times where you felt like giving up? Do you feel like it was just, you started and you didn't stop? What did those pits look like, if you had any?
So I had so many failed weight loss attempts previously as well. And then some of them I got like quite like I probably lasted a month in those, in that period. But compared to this time, like I wanted to give up, but like I just knew I wouldn't, and I
Yeah.
just knew that I couldn't. So yeah, I had like lots of like pitfalls. Like I had the longest plateau. It like lasted me a month, and it happened I think 2 months into my weight loss journey or something,
Yeah.
and it was like a month long plateau, and I'm like, what is happening? Like why am I losing weight?
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
What, I'm just curious, do you remember like those macros that you calculated or the calories that you calculated? And were you surprised that you could be eating more? Or were you, because sometimes calculate people's calories and they're like, wait, I can eat that much, and they don't realize how much they were eating, because maybe Monday through Friday they're eating very little, but then on the weekends going out, binge
Yeah.
drinking, like eating pizza, and it knocks their weekly average up to like 24,000 or 2,400.
Yeah. You know what? I learned that eating less isn't like the best thing that you can do. You can lose like a good amount of weight, like very comfortably, very happily, like not miserably.
Yeah.
So that was like my first plateau. I was eating too less because I was just so like,
Yeah.
yes. Like so tunnel vision, didn't care, like blah blah blah. And I started to up my calories and I was like, oh, I'm losing weight again. That's very
You're saying
strange.
it's happened?
So yeah, so
I
that
love
happened.
that for you. A reverse diet. Do they teach you these
Me.
things in nursing school? Sorry, kind of off topic.
No, they don't. They teach us like basic nutrition. They tell us, yeah, you need to, have all the food groups. Here's the plate with the it's all sectioned
Vials.
off. Yeah, that's about it. That's as far as it goes.
Yeah, it's really funny. I feel like they should teach that, you know, or like at least have that be a part of the
They
curriculum.
really should. They really
Maybe
should.
you could start that.
I know, yeah. I've seen a couple nurses that are also like coaches as well, like online, just in the Instagram space. I'm like, you guys inspire me.
Doing
Maybe
both.
one day. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, at the time during your journey, were you in a relationship or not yet?
Oh, yes, I was. So I started dating this guy when I was 18 years old. So from 18 to about 21 years old, I was in a relationship with someone. And you know what? I'm gonna say like the weight did negatively impact the relationship quite a bit. Like it really did. Unfortunately, I mean, fortunately for me now because I have an amazing partner now.
Yeah.
But it was, I feel like weight was always a subject of our fights as well sometimes, or like maybe also my insecurities. But I remember like, I know that a lot of people can relate to this, and I wish that I talked about this more, but don't want to put fire in the flame or whatever.
It.
I remember him coming to me and said, telling me that he had like a massive problem with my weight, and he just wanted me to, look better.
He said that to you?
Oh my God. He actually got me a whiteboard with like all the days, and then he's like, this is gonna be your weight loss schedule. Like, write down your workouts and stuff. And I'm like,
Oh man, I want to punch this in the face.
was
What?
so bad. And then that leads me on to never do it for anyone. Don't do it for
Oh.
anyone. Just do it for yourself and no one only. So yeah, I didn't follow through with that. I was just like, that is a bit rude. And then he would tell people that he's trying to help me lose weight. And it was just like,
What about
weight was such like a
projects?
massive problem. Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. Yeah. Weight was such a
That's fair.
massive problem.
Like, do
Yeah.
you love me or are you just trying to, like, was he a trainer or someone? No.
No, he was a big question mark.
Big question mark. Okay,
Yeah.
so you had a toxic relationship the first year in your journey, and I want to just make a bet that so 2020, you started your fitness journey, and then that 1 year you saw a good amount of progress and then you gained confidence and you dumped his ass. Is that what happened?
Absolutely, absolutely. So sorry to him, no bad blood, but also,
Bad
yeah.
blood.
What did I do? Yeah, so I was very insecure, and he was liking all these pictures of like, tiny little
Do you hate that?
people. Yeah, I know, yeah. And it just made me feel so insecure because I'm like, I don't look anything like that. And as well, like, he was doing questionable things behind the scenes and,
Yeah.
not around me. So, whatever that may mean.
Yeah.
And I was just feeling super duper insecure. Like, yeah, he didn't like me for who I was. So, I was like, okay, I'm gonna lose a bunch of weight, get my confidence up. And then I ended up dumping him. So,
Yeah, no, that is the way to do it, honestly. I wish he wasn't even a part of the picture at all,
I know, yeah.
But you know what? Every relationship is one step closer to the person that you're meant to be with, and you just learn
Exactly.
that. And he probably put some fuel under your butt too, so that's good. But
He
yeah.
did, yeah. Like the motivation to get out of that relationship,
Was
was
high.
like, well, yeah, it was very high. And I feel like that it also helped me, lose the weight because I knew that, I don't know, I realized what I deserved. And towards the end, I was like, ooh,
Yeah,
okay,
that
I
makes
deserve a
sense.
lot more better. And I value myself a lot more better now.
Yeah, and now you're in a new relationship. Like, was that, I guess, so that was 2021. When you guys met, were you done with your 88-pound weight loss journey? Because
Yeah.
sustaining.
Yeah, I was completely done. And then I met him like maybe like 2 years, a year and a half later. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's he's
It's
absolutely amazing.
completely different mindset, right?
Yeah. No, like I never have to feel insecure or anything with him. He's
So
great.
the first time around, like 15 to 16, you said when you were losing weight, you had like not a really good self-love talk, self-talk, or just the way that you spoke to yourself wasn't in the kind manner. So what things
Yeah.
the second time around for your mental health that kind of changed your confidence and the way that you went about the weight loss journey in a mental way?
So I said from the very, 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 very start that I'm just going to remain positive and just look at myself in a better way and start saying kind of things and start thinking kind of things about myself. As much as I didn't want to, as much as like I knew that I was lying, I
Yeah.
eventually tricked myself into like believing it. And I was literally going through my phone the other day and I was seeing these videos of me like talking about that, just how like, I wanted to talk to myself kindly and I do, and I even though, I wasn't looking my best then, I was still remaining kind. Another thing that I did was I started seeing a therapist at the very start of my weight loss journey.
Okay.
So
Yeah.
that helped. I love that. And yeah, just sort of stuff like that. Just really working on my mental health was, I think, what made me lose all the weight as well. I feel like that there is just such a, I feel like mental health is so important
Oh my gosh, so
with,
important.
weight loss.
It's yeah, because then if you don't work on that, you kind of get stuck in that pattern that you had that first time around of nothing's good enough.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've seen some followers of mine like go through the same thing. Like, they've talked about it in my comments. I'm like, damn, I'm not the only one. Okay.
Yeah, but I think another thing is, so I had binging in high school, and I always say those thoughts are still gonna come, like the negative self-talk, the binge urges
Yeah.
will still come, but by doing things like therapy and practicing self-love and even telling yourself it when you don't really believe it yet, but then
Yeah.
you start training your brain to, by doing all those things, your reaction to shutting those negative things out will become a lot quicker
Yeah.
because, in high school, that reaction,
Exactly.
that negative thing would come, and then I'd binge and like do all
Yeah.
the bad things that happen and like never move on from it. But now I can react quickly and notice that and be like, oh, that's not nice to myself. And then just stop myself. I know it sounds cheesy. Think of one thing I'm grateful for and then move on.
Yeah.
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 That's really
I know
helpful.
that it sounds really corny, but it works. And
Yeah.
it's what worked for me. And it's why I'm like, I know that it's like a bit like conceited to say that you love yourself like these
Not
days. And it's a bit
conceited.
but I feel like you genuinely need to. I feel like that is so important because if you love yourself, then you're going to treat yourself better.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. No, I agree. And then you
and you're
have
going to want the best.
less
Yeah.
comparison, and you just, yeah, see yourself in a better light.
Yep.
Something you talk a lot about on your page, and it kind of goes along with this self-love talk, is dealing with the loose skin that you had after your weight loss journey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to dive in a little bit on that and get your take on it, because I mean, even in some of your comments that I was reading, a lot of people were like, thank you for posting this. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
So it seems like a common thing that people are struggling with that I think they would love to hear your tips on it.
This is like literally one of my most asked questions. Everyone asks about how my body looks now, like loose skin, stretch marks, cellulite. I think those are the top ones.
Cool
In
things.
turn, all of that. And you know what? So this is me like slightly going somewhere else, but like a lot of people are very scared to go into a weight loss journey because they're scared that they're going to have like loose skin. But like what I say is like, don't be scared because you might not happen to you, and also it's not that big of a deal. Like genuinely, it's not that big of a deal. I have a bit of loose skin on my arms, and I feel like if I lost a little bit more weight, then I would maybe have it on my stomach. And I do have like a little bit, like you can sort of pull it away from my legs and stuff. But it's not that big of a deal, and I still have cellulite, and I have all my stretch marks.
The
And
beauty lines. You're fine with
I
it.
love it. Yeah, I love it, and I genuinely do not care about any of that. It is fine. Like, doesn't bother me, and I haven't tried to like remove it, or I haven't like really thought like to remove my loose skin later one day or anything like that. Like, I know that there are things that you can sort of do to control it, like weightlifting or like strength training, weights and strength training. So that's what I do a lot of. I think that it has improved the appearance of them a lot. So yeah.
I don't think there's a problem of like trying to like not have as much, you know, but
Yeah.
I think that if you're going from a really heavy weight to a lighter weight, like it might just happen because that's the reality of it, but that
Yeah.
should never be. I mean, I can't rationalize it because it hasn't happened to me, but the thing holding you back from being healthy
Yeah.
is if you do that, if you have that healthy journey, like you're gonna live longer, you're gonna be able to
Yeah,
sleep better,
absolutely.
you're gonna be able to hang out with your grandkids one day, like all these other benefits happen.
Exactly.
So it almost sounds silly to me that someone would say that, but like I understand because if I was in that low of a headspace, I would make up any excuse in the world to just like
Yeah.
sit in my sadness, which is sad.
Yeah,
That's why you have to do
exactly.
the first.
Yeah. So I lost all that weight, and even though like I don't have like the worst loose skin in the world, even if I did, I regret nothing. Like I would do it again. I'll do it again, even if I had like loose skin to the ground. I don't care, because my life now is absolutely amazing, and I would not want to live like how I was
And
before, like at all. Like I would never.
it's a mark of the amazing journey that you went through, you know? Okay, so when you had that revelation of you wanted to start your fitness journey, and at the time you were still kind of like drinking, doing nicotine, and going out a lot, did you just cold turkey all three of those things, or was it something that you kind of like had to do along the way?
Yeah, definitely. So I had to definitely slowly, gradually phase that out. During my like big weight loss journey, I tried not to drink that much. I did like sometimes, but it wasn't until like sort of after I decided to, you know, go and party again. I was still smoking, I was still vaping. Up until 2022, so I was 22 years old, I was pretty much done with my weight loss journey. I was completely done. I was like, all right, now phase two is to completely stop everything. And drinking's easy to do for me, like just sort of like phase that out. And now I only drink 1 month of the year, so I'll remain
Oh,
completely sober.
really?
And then yeah, I'll remain completely sober all throughout, and then I'll just drink like somewhere between December and January, and I'll just allow
Yeah.
that.
That's
But I
like the
won't go like,
opposite of what everyone else does because they just do like dry January and then drink all the other months.
no,
You know?
exactly.
That's funny. I like that.
Even it, like I could probably completely quit drinking as well, like for that, you know, 1 month. But you know,
Have a
I
year
can,
on New Year's. Well, yeah.
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
all about balance when it comes to drinking. I think I've tried to put parameters on it, but now I'm just like, okay, you know that you don't feel good the day before and you're not productive
Yeah.
and like it doesn't make you feel good. So either, if we're going on a date night, we'll have like two cocktails.
Yeah.
And I stopped. Something else that made it better too is since I do it not often at all, like before when I was drinking a lot more in college, like I would literally get like tequila sodas with a lemon and it tasted
Yeah.
like crap, but I would just chug
Yeah.
it because, like, okay, I'm young, I just want to get drunk and just
Yeah.
the thing with the least amount of calories. But now, like, since we're going out and just I'm very mindful, like, sometimes I don't even.
Yeah.
In like 2 months, and I'm like, oh, I haven't had a drink in 2 months, and it's very just over my head.
Yeah.
And then we have
Yeah.
night, and I'm like, I'm gonna get a really good cocktail, and I'll get like a specialty one, and then
Yeah.
it's more special.
Drinking becomes like something else, like rather than something to like get drunk and party, like you do it for the actual like taste and
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. I mean,
Yeah.
not saying I love the taste, like I like a drink that like doesn't taste like a drink. I like a drink
Yeah.
that tastes like a kid's soda or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm the same now. I used to be also the worst with that. I used to be like a massive like party animal, and I would just like I would drink until like I was on the floor, like passed out. Like I was crazy. So for me to be the only one that I know that doesn't drink,
Yeah.
well, only drinks like, that
Little
one
bit.
month is, yeah. Everyone's like, what happened?
Yeah, like what?
Everyone's like, what happened
That
to
must
you?
be busy too, because do you feel like you kept a lot of the same friends, or do you feel like you've evolved and kind of lost friendship?
I lost so many. I lost so
Yeah.
many friends. Not because like I've, they cut me out or whatever, but I don't enjoy,
Well, you noticed
partying
only
anymore.
you only saw them on Saturday nights, and then when you stopped going out Saturday nights,
Exactly.
they probably never hit you up anymore.
Exactly. Yeah,
So.
exactly. I'd rather stay in. Or
Exactly. Yeah, no.
I'd rather just go out to go get food on the weekends and just stuff like that. Like wholesome little activities now. But yeah, I drank a lot and then like completely cut that out. That was fine. But it wasn't until like I, quit vaping and smoking because I was doing a pack a day. I was doing a pack a day of smokes. And then when I wasn't doing that, I would do a disposable vape a day, which is like 2,500 puffs.
Oh,
It
wow.
was so bad. It was so bad. Like I was gonna like turn into a robot in like less than like a year, like have like a
Yeah.
robot voice or something. And I was
Have one of
the
those boxes
worst.
in your throats. Oh,
Yeah,
no.
exactly. That was going to be me. And I was like, it was giving me so much anxiety to like
Was your
vape and
breathing
stuff.
heavy? Like exercising, was it hard?
I didn't realize it then, but I can work out a lot more better now
Yeah.
and efficiently and harder. And yeah,
How did you
it
wean
was
off
just,
it?
I went cold turkey. I went completely off. I was just like, no more. And it was the worst. So I didn't do any like nicotine patches or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like for me to go from, being the most addicted person I knew to,
Done.
completely cold turkey. And I will say like I had like a massive like washing basket of like disposable vapes. Not many people know this. It's actually disgusting. And it's just filled with disposable vapes. I was genuinely the worst.
Yeah.
And this is why I like want to give people hope that like you can stop. Like
That's
if
good.
you
You did that. I
Yeah.
love that your personality is so like hardcore though. Like one day you're like,
Yeah.
I'm gonna do my fitness journey. You do all this research in 2 days, figure out what calorie deficit is and
Yeah.
just smash it. And then you're like, I don't want to drink anymore. Okay, I'm never drinking again, only in
Yeah.
okay, I don't
Yeah,
want to vape
I'm
anymore.
extreme.
No,
Yeah.
I love that. But I think some people need to know that like some personalities aren't like that, so you may have to wean off
Yeah.
it, but you still have hope.
Yeah, you still definitely have hope. Like, I mean, I definitely tried to quit like so many times.
Before.
Just this time I was like, nope, I've had enough. I can't do this
Well,
because
this time too, you had more confidence because
Exactly.
confidence comes from keeping promises to yourself. So you already had
Yeah.
kept promises to yourself. You did your weight loss journey and you
Yeah.
did drinking. So like that boosted your confidence so much. You don't
Exactly.
have to do that. You're like, wait, if I could do those things, like I could do this. So I think it's
Yeah.
those little wins and then adding in the bigger ones once you have like 10
Yeah.
little wins under your belt.
Yeah.
Cool.
Quitting vaping was literally
So
the
hard.
hardest thing that I've ever done.
Like, did you just have like these? Because I've never really been addicted to nicotine before, but like, did you just have like these urges to do it all the time? Like, did you, what helped? Like, chewing gum?
I chewed so much gum like all the time, and even now like I still chew a lot of gum.
Yeah.
I feel like it's good for like it's a
Your
good
dog.
weight loss tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
Makes
so,
it
what? Yeah.
yeah, it was genuinely the worst. I just went cold turkey and I just sort of dealt with it. It just felt like a 2 week long hangover.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's what it felt like. And I woke up like screaming so many times. It was like, and like in like a sweat. It was, I'm making it sound so dramatic, but it was.
it sounds like it was tough, but you did that. The last few things that I wanted to talk about, because oh my gosh, we're talking your ears off, but making your Instagram and sharing your journey, what has that been like? And at what point did you feel comfortable sharing it to like 100,000 people online?
Wait, sorry, you cut out. I'm so sorry.
Oh no, you're
What
good.
was that?
I wanted to ask, making your Instagram and sharing your journey, like what got you to want to do that? Like, now you're sharing it with more than 100,000 people. How does that feel?
Oh, it's pretty cool. I love it. I started on TikTok and I started posting like my before and afters on there, and then they started to get what do you call it?
Views.
Yeah, I started to get views. I'm like, oh, people like it. And then I started posting tips. I'm like, oh, people like it. And
Yeah.
then I took that to Instagram. And yeah, it just feels nice that I could inspire people, because I feel like that there's not many, or maybe there are. There are a lot of like weight loss like influencers, but oh, there are a lot of fitness influencers, but there's not many coming from like an overweight background.
Oh no, I agree.
And
Yeah, I agree.
I feel good for contributing to that,
Yeah.
because yeah,
You
my
give a
story can
lot of
relate to a lot of people.
hope. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you could tell someone who's just starting out and not sure where to start, just like one little piece of advice to leave them with, what would you say?
You've got this. You can literally do anything that you set your mind to. You just gotta do it, to be
Yeah.
honest. You
You
just
said
gotta get in there and just start. And it doesn't matter where you start, you just gotta start.
I love that. And not tomorrow, today. I think that's a big
Yeah.
thing. You're like, tomorrow,
Right this second.
yeah, right this
Yeah,
second,
exactly.
looking up stuff.
Even if you've just eaten like McDonald's and you just spent a whole day just eating whatever, start right now. Doesn't matter. Right now is better than right starting right now is better than tomorrow. So
Exactly.
yeah.
I would say you're one healthy meal away from getting back on track. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your story. You inspire so many people every day, and I can't wait for them to hear a little deeper dive into your journey and your story.
Yeah, thank you for having me.